What up, what up? West, West, y'all. Hello? Hello? Is anyone out there? Welcome to the Wyatt Rabbit Show. I'm your host, Elsie Guerra. I want you to follow me down the dark rabbit hole of society and discuss with me everything from the macabre to the mundane. I want to hear from you. I want to tell your story. Maybe possibly along the way, tell you a little bit about mine. So, pull up a chair. I'm just going to take a couple of minutes of your time on this first episode, cover a few basics, and come back with a little more next week. So, why the White Rabbit Show? It's a little bit of an inside joke. I have a couple of friends that like to tease me. I'm not going to lie, I'm an easy target, just like a white rabbit. So I'm always running late, or running right on time, which is running late. And there's just so much to do, especially since I'm a parent and no genders here. If you're a parent, you're a parent, and you know it never stops. And I only have one kid. Let's not even get started on multiples. But hey, y'all keep it going. So I'm always running, always doing something. And so it's a bit of an inside joke. The white rabbit, there she goes. And, of course, I love to talk. And I love to talk about things that people don't want to talk about. And that's exactly what this show is going to be about. We're going to talk about everything no one ever talks about. Sure, there's a lot of people kind of doing the similar thing, but I don't think it's personal. I want to make this personal. A couple of things that I got going on. Our photography projects. I love photography. I think a lot of people do. The selfies kind of prove it, right? So one of the main projects that I'm working on is a homeless project. And it started because a couple of years ago, I noticed during the Christmas time that the panhandlers on the side of the road were going with Christmas themes. There was Bible scriptures, of course, and just general pleasant holiday greetings. And I thought, wow, that's kind of cool. I should take a picture. And I did. I met a gentleman named Leonard. He was a boxer. I also met a woman who, at the moment, I'm so sorry, I don't recall her name, but I have it jotted down. And when I throw it up on the media content, I'll put in a little bit about her. The thing about her is I felt like the sadness in her eyes and the sadness in mine at the time matched. She said she was down on her luck, and I definitely could relate. Sometimes you get the holiday blues. But I was toasty in my car, rolling around with my two favorite people, my mother and my daughter, and she was on the side of the road. So we talked, we laughed, and I looked into her soul, and I definitely feel like she looked into mine. And for a second, it didn't matter who we were, where we were. It was just two people completely seeing each other. When I take pictures, I do ask that they smile. And I guess you got to be there to feel the smile. And I hope that it does come through on the pictures, because I don't think that these people have a lot to smile about. And yet, here they are, obliging me. And it's incredible. So those are the kind of stories I want to bring to you. I want to talk about the lady at the taco stand. I want to talk about the construction workers on the side of the work site. I want to remind you that at Home Depot, there's people always looking for work. I want to talk about hardworking moms and hardworking dads, good kids who are struggling in this media-driven world. Let's get back to organics. Let's get back to who we are. I want to strip it down to the bone. I want to see flesh. And I hope in the process we all learn a little more about ourselves, and that humanity is still around. So, let me know what you think. Hit me up on my email, thewhiterabbitshow@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram, thewhiterabbitshow15. You know how finding a good handle is. And of course, on Facebook, on Pages, The White Rabbit Show. That's right. Today is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, lovers. I hope you spend time with special people today. And if you got a hot date, well, hot dog. So don't forget to tune in soon. Until next time, don't forget to stay curious and stay kind. What up, what up? West West, y'all. Hello? Hello? Is anyone out there? Welcome to the White Rabbit Show. I'm your host, Elsie Guerra. Welcome. It's a lovely rainy Thursday this morning, and I'm listening to Angelique Kidjo while attempting to eat some leftover yogurt my kid didn't finish. Mom life, thug life. What you know about some leftovers? Get you some. They're good for you. So last week, I mean a month ago, 2-6 months ago. Whoops. Did I really say I'd be back in a week? Y'all closest to me know better than that. Well, here I am. Can I live? Actually, I wasn't even living, just working. Working a lot on myself and the JOB. My birthday rolled around, my mom was visiting, and I had actually wanted to get her on wax because she's a catalog of knowledge that needs to be dropped. But maybe another time, very soon. So I want to hear your story. I want to tell your story. I want you to email me, let me know what's on your mind, what's going on in your community, what needs to be done, what stories need to be told. We all have unique but universal stories, and it's good to collectively come together and share. So send them to me, thewhiterabbitshow@gmail.com. My grandmother always tells me the kitchen looks better when the sink is empty. She is old, old school. You know the type. Religion is strictly followed and enforced. Certain times of the year, I tend to contemplate if I'm holding my faith, like at Easter and Passover time, or even now with the holidays fast approaching. I wonder, am I holding the faith? Which, by the way, is for me, this may be too much information for y'all, but for me, my spirituality, my religion is like this hybrid, morphed, modernized version of loving Jesus, but knowing my indigenous roots and loving them as well. Why love my indigenous lineage that I have no idea specifically what it is, as in labeling terms, but just by geographical location and natural history, I know that my family derives from some people or type of people like the Navajo, Comanche, Apache, Aztec, Mexica, Huastec, Zapotec, Maya, Olmec. I can keep going, but you get the idea. I'm into some weird old shit because it's in my blood, and it's good to know what's running through your veins. So faith, what has happened to our faith as a collective? Our communities are shaped by our willingness to contribute to them. And so then, is teaching just a job? Do we really love our neighbors? I know I don't. I don't love my neighbors at all. So pray for me, warriors, for if it is a sin to speak your mind, I am damned. So like I was saying, my grandmother Tommy always says, make sure you wash dishes before you go to bed. You'll sleep better with an empty sink. Up until recently, I didn't make use of this great advice. Hell, it's paper plates at my house. But seriously, what a great metaphor for life. How do you rest if there's a mess? Life sometimes feels like this cleanup job, this cleaning and organizing of a closet from hell, which I'm broadcasting from right now. What is the solution for the dirty or broken dishes of our lives? Paper plates! Paper plates! Just kidding. When Jesus felt the imminent end, he became even more selfless, washing the feet of his disciples. Do you know the story? Google it. That's what I did. So Jesus washes their feet. You ever get a pedicure? Ladies, yes, I know we know how this feels, but this is for the guys who may not get pedicures all the time or at all. And so then imagine the pedicurist. And for us ladies, sometimes the pedicurist is the only person in our lives who pampers us. But replace the pedicurist with somebody inspirational in your life, the most selfless person, giving person in your life that you feel you owe the world to because you wouldn't have made it to where you're at without them. Imagine that person kneeling before you. You know, it's a mother, a sibling, a coach, a teacher, a best friend, wife, husband, total stranger. And they're kneeling before you with a basin of water and a washcloth. They soak the cloth. They wring it out, lifting your foot, scrubbing it gently, lifting the other foot, scrubbing it, rinsing it, drying. Are you doing this for the people in your life? Are you doing this for each other, as he asked? The other half of this, for me, is the rising of the sixth sun, which is an indigenous belief. It is a rising of consciousness, of divine feminine, of honoring the earth, localization over globalization, which is relative, and I'm not sure if everyone is ready for it. But we'll catch up with that later as 2020 unveils itself. I'm always learning how to walk lighter on this earth, and just felt like sharing with you the idea of doing so. Well, that got deep. Still waters, right? So lovers and crusaders, I hope to be back sooner than later with some more odd, strange, yet enduring universal stories that are relatable to our everyday. Until then, don't forget to wash the dishes before bed. You'll sleep better, Granny Tommy says. Maybe your feet too. Stay curious, stay kind, and tune in next time.